Dozens of students swarm through a hallway at the University at Buffalo. It's the rush between classes. As one ends, another begins. Now it's time for senior elective engineering class. Assistant Professor Kevin Burke is discussing microgrids and power systems.
So while those are going around, you know, we last left our hero talking about...
Now, Burke is African-American, and he's among a small number in the STEM field. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. According to the U.S. Census, about 6% of STEM workers are Black, and about 7% are Hispanic.
I remember early in my graduate career going to conferences and me being the only Black person in the room, out of a room of, I don't know, 1,000 or 2,000, you know, somewhere in that 1,500. And it's eye-opening, for sure. It also served as motivation for me, though, in the fact that I wasn't going to let it deter me, that it was an opportunity, one, to bring more people into the field, into the realm, and to say that it is possible, you know, that you can't just, you know, status quo is just not okay. That you can do more, you can do better.
And more is being done. At UB's medical school, Dr. David Milling works to ensure diversity among the students. He also works in internal medicine. He's felt racism cast a shadow on his experience as a doctor.
And this is something that I can tell you that every physician of color has had some experience with walking into a room with, whether it be a medical student or somebody else. And the obvious intent of the individual is that you're not the physician, it's the medical student who is the physician. And you have to make that clear. Or you'll walk into a room and the tension will be obvious, and some individuals may actually say to you, I don't want you to take care of me. Right? And so those are all things that you have to navigate.
As a solution, Burke says, getting African-American students interested in STEM topics at a young age is key.
So I think exposure is the answer. And how we do that, I don't know. We need more guys like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Now that's the scientist often seen on television or the internet. There's also STEM professionals like Dr. Scott Williams. I visited the 74-year-old math whiz at his home.
Hi, Dr. Williams?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Angelica.
Hi,
nice to meet you. Realize I'm a tad early.
He's a retired mathematician from UB, and as far as anyone can remember, the only tenured African-American in the department.
First and only? Never another.
William says overall his career was good, but there were a few times where the issue of race made its presence known.
I was invited at some point to give a talk at the Naval Academy, and I went dressed in suit, tie, how you do it. And someone on the elevator asked me if I was one of the workers on the roof. Turned out later he came to my talk not realizing I was giving a talk there. But so all kinds of things like that would happen.
So how should minorities handle situations like this?
To do mathematics, you need to have minimal emotions. You really have to play that down. You can't think clearly if you're angry, if you're pissed off, if you're harassed.
Since retiring in 2013, Williams has found a better outlet for his emotions, writing poetry. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.